Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast. I'm Holu. You're listening to Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with your children. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children, because young children who grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stands a better chance of developing happy and content relationship with others in their life. So if you have anyone or you know anyone who can benefit with this message, please share it with them. So today I'm going to be talking about smacking. Yeah. I know it's a sensitive subject for most people, but this is something I feel strongly about and I thought I should bring it to light. I used to shy away from this topic until recently because I didn't want to offend people. Also because I was raised being smacked, so I have my own stuff around smacking. For me, the choice not to smack my son came from my experience with being smacked as a child and how that made me feel, as well as the consequences of smacking your child here in UK. It may result in you losing your child to the government if your child reports you to the teacher for hitting them. Yeah. So the British government recommends no physical punishment at all. According to them, physical punishment causes more aggression, depression, and anger in children. Although it may curtail their behavior in the moment, it may get your child to stop being unkind to their siblings or get them to adhere to your directions. However, it has a long-lasting effect on them, so much so that it changes their amygdala, which is the alert system center of your brain. A study carried out on children smacked and not smacked showed that the amygdala of the children smacked were much larger than that of the children who never been smacked. So since that is an alarm system, the part of the brain that puts one in a flight and fight mode, when confronted with a strange situation, a larger amygdala can equate to higher anxiety in children. For many others who were physically disciplined as children, emotional scars lingers. Yeah, I know that. So in addition, although there is this belief that smacking a child will ensure it behaves right, studies have shown that we cannot change behavior with physical harm. Physical harm will surely change the behavior in the moment, but the child will keep returning to that behavior. So that's why we keep having to smack them again and again. What you're actually doing to your child is that you are breaking the connection and hurting them in the moment of anger. Also, you are indirectly teaching your child that if anybody does anything wrong to them, they should smack them. So when your child's sister does something wrong to him, he smacks her and he gets into trouble. So if you're punishing your child because they hit their brother or sister, you are confusing them. How can you morally do that? Children who are smacked are also likely to be aggressive towards others because they don't know any other way to behave. Maybe you should ask yourself this question whenever you smack your children. What is my child thinking while being smacked? So here is what a girl told me about how she felt about being smacked by her parents. Being smacked left me with the fear of getting into trouble, and I didn't really feel safe. I'm always on guard. I keep thinking if I do this or that, I'm gonna get into trouble for that. I think it's made me a lot more introverted because I just kind of prefer to be alone and sit in my room because I didn't want to take that risk, like interacting with family members, because I was scared. I have a fear of making mistakes and getting in trouble when accidentally did something wrong. I felt misunderstood, unworthy of my parents' love at times. I felt lonely and angry and very conflicted because I love my parents so much. But I don't get why they act that way. Sometimes they are so warm and comforting, and sometimes they are so cold. We can see that this girl is feeling unloved by her parents. So the relationship between her and her parents is like a conditional love, right? They love her when she's good, and they tended not to show her love when she's being quoted bad. I know as a parent, we are only trying to teach our kids right from wrong, the only way we know how. But we don't have to do that anymore, because it's not okay to smack your children, because it's an abuse against children, which is now illegal in UK. Remember, whatever you're doing today is setting stones for 10 years from now. You have to cultivate that. You cannot treat your toddlers and young children with violence and expect them to trust you as teenagers and young adults. Please bear in mind that children will be children. You don't have to eat them when they misbehave. There are far better, more civilized way of dealing with behavioral issues that causes no physical harm to a child. I think smacking is outdated and wrong. Please be kind to your children, parents. So, what's the alternative? I hear you ask. The other way is to model the right from wrong. We need to communicate the type of behavior we want to see in our kids. And final thought. I know parenting is not an easy job. That's why we all need each other. If you're struggling, you can ask for help. And if you need more information about how to discipline effectively, check out my previous podcast, or on my, you can go on my blog, Positive Parenting WordPress, and check my blog out. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.